Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
Linda Wagner joins us from Cornell Cooperative Extension, Fulton, and Montgomery Counties. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Bob.
I want to talk about water today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I picked this topic quite a while back, but it's most apropos for today in our situation with the water shortage. Everybody enjoyed having a very mild winter and not a lot of snowfall, but we're kind of paying for it now. We didn't have any snow melt, and if you've looked around, not just the fire warnings, but boy, things are super dry.
That they are. In fact, yeah, it seems like a drumbeat. We're waiting for some rain. So what, what is your goal today, or what do you want to tell folks?
Well, essentially, why should we even be concerned about water? Water is a necessity for life and not just for human beings. I mean, we certainly can survive many days without food, but we need water on a daily basis. So that just is a basic. Whether you go along with the guideline of, you know, eight-ounce glasses of water a day, and that's just for consuming. But we use water in so many different ways, and sometimes we don't think about maybe how we're using it or perhaps how we're wasting it and some things that we should be doing to conserve it. So just thought we'd talk about a few things there this morning. Just, like I said, at our homes, but we're also using water to grow crops and raise animals and manufacture things. But folks at home, whether on an individual basis or a family basis, should maybe do a little inventory of how they're using water at their home. So what would you guess would be the room where you use the most water at your home?
The kitchen?
I would say it'd be your bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When you really take into effect, if you're taking a bath or shower and flushing the toilet and washing and shaving and brushing your teeth, usually that's the room where we consume most of the water. So one place to take a look at is, are you doing a bath versus a shower? I mean, many people today certainly do a shower, but there's some folks that still, enjoy a bath. But if you fill up a bathtub, that's 30 to 50 gallons of water, depending on the bathtub that you have, where it's recommended that at least for, cleanliness, but also water conservation, probably a 3 to 5 minute shower is a better option for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When we talk to kids, and this is always a question, how long is your shower? Of course, they'll tell me 10, 15, 25 minutes. And
wow.
I said, I think somebody might be knocking at the door if you were really in there that long, because that's consuming, number one, not only a lot of water, but a lot of time that somebody else might be wanting to make use of the bathroom at that time. Another recommendation would be when you're taking your showers, do what they call, the Navy shower is, get wet down and then shut off the water, soap up, and then turn the water back on so that you're conserving water. You have different options now with shower heads and things that you can, shut off easily right there at the shower head. So it's fairly easy to do some things in that regard for water conservation.
And with toilets, they have something called low-flow toilets now?
That's right. I was just checking this morning. I know my toilet here uses 1.6 gallons per flush.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days, you might use up to as much as 5 gallons a flush. So depending on your home and how new the model of the toilet, you might want to take a look at that. Is it, time for an upgrade? Does that make sense for you? But even if you have an older toilet, make sure, that you don't have it leaking. So many times, whether at our home or institutions, we have, leaking toilets, leaking faucets that really can, literally have a lot of water go down the drain. Another thing for an older toilet, you might want to fill up a half-gallon plastic container that you might get milk or juice in. Just fill it up with water, put the cap on, and put that in the back of the toilet tank that will displace a half gallon of the water so that you use that much less when you flush. They used to recommend years ago putting like a brick in the back of the toilet tank.
Yeah.
Your plumber's going to tell you no, please don't do that, because over time that's going to break up and that's going to really cause some issues for you getting into your plumbing system. So just the simple filling up the half-gallon plastic container can sometimes be a help for folks if they want to, reduce the use per flush.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, just simple, but sometimes we take it for granted when we're brushing our teeth or shaving. Just don't let the water run. We do, you know, waste a lot of water that way.
Mm-hmm.
In the kitchen, one place that we can conserve a little bit is if we want just a cold glass of water rather than letting the faucet run until it gets, you know, super, super cold, just put a pitcher of water in the refrigerator, and then you can help yourself at any time, or if you're one to buy bottled water and put that in the refrigerator rather than just letting that water faucet run and run. Another one that uses an incredible amount of water is if you have a garbage disposal in your sink.
Really?
Really recommend that you think about maybe composting that vegetable matter that you typically put down that garbage disposal, because the garbage disposal uses an incredible amount of water. So really better overall for the environment and you know, conserving the water if you might think about maybe composting that instead.
And mentioning the low-flow toilets, for people who have dishwashers, I believe modern or new dishwashers use less water or something, or do they?
Yes, they do. And some of us still are the dishwasher at home. So
I
fit that category. So some of us don't have as much water to use. But, yes, a more modern, more efficient dishwasher. Just, again, make sure that you've got the load full, just like if you're doing a load of clothes, you know, for laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Either adjust the water level or, you know, make sure that you've got a full load so you're not just wasting gallons and gallons of water. Again, you know, a washer could use 30, again, 40 gallons of water depending on the cycles that it goes through. And then I guess the last category is thinking about some of the things we might do outside with water now that the, you know, weather is getting a little bit warmer. If we don't have any advisories telling us not to waste water and we're out there washing the car, you know, make sure we've got a spigot at the end of the hose and aren't just letting the water run out the hose. This one, a lot of people could think a little bit better about when they're watering their lawn. I know for years when I've driven around the area, when do you usually see the water sprinklers on for lawns and such? It's right at high noon. And what do you think is happening to all that water?
It evaporates.
Yes. So it's not helping. It's not helping. So whether we're doing our lawn with the sprinkler or if we're watering our flower and vegetable gardens, usually better like, you know, 9 to 11 o'clock in the morning or 3 to 5 in the afternoon. So, again, it's not evaporating. And also we don't want to water our crops and things too late because you don't want to have that water droplets really hanging in there that might make the plants susceptible to mildew and maybe some other diseases. The last one that I'd like to point out that we do have an issue in the area is kind of a pollutant as well, but it certainly affects the amount of water that we have that's usable, is folks not really knowing what they should be doing with used motor oil. So somebody, you know, at your home is changing the motor oil from the car or truck or the lawnmower. Please don't dump it in the backyard or down the storm drain, or don't burn it. I hear all these tales from young people when I ask what's done at their home. Really, very easy. New York State law says you can return used motor oil to any place that sells it. So whether that's the garage, the gas station, the auto repair shop, or even a department store like Walmart, they have to take it back for you from you for free, and then they will send it on for industrial recycling. And really, that saves so much of being wasted and going directly into our environment. Even right in Amsterdam, when we do a program in Shuttleworth Park, it's been interesting to see that sometimes, you know, there is some motor oil containers that are by the creek side there at the Chuctanunda. And we don't want that kind of thing getting into our water sources. It really doesn't help.
Well, it sounds like good advice here, Linda. I thank you very much.
Okay, have a good week.
You too. Linda Wegner of Cornell Cooperative Extension, ideas on saving water.